Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small business. I am Brian Rump from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Garrity of Matty G Digital.
All right, we've got some sponsors today. We have Starting Point Digital Marketing. To really thrive, your business needs digital marketing. With Starting Point Digital Marketing, you get intentionally simple marketing that works so that your business can thrive. And we have Profit Coach. Most small business owners work too hard for lackluster results. Profit Coach uses essential marketing strategies and financial systems proven to get the financial results you deserve. That's at profitcoach.ca. All right, Matt, this episode is about Thrive, and this is an exciting moment because we're going to talk about your new venture with Thrive. And, you know, to really thrive, great businesses have to have great work environments. Our Thrive co-working community offers flexible co-working environment with world-class modern design so you can build your business in an inspiring place surrounded by a community of entrepreneurs. Sounds pretty awesome. You can check that out at, I believe it's thriveonkent.com.
Yeah, Thrive on Kent sounds awesome. I want to be there. I will be there. Hopefully Profit Coach will be there. And anyone else that wants to have a profitable business that thrives, hopefully will be there as well. As you mentioned, it's a co-working space, shared working space that I think is needed and let's say desired in Lindsay, Kawartha Lakes as well. There's a couple of them scattered throughout the area. This one, I'm sure everyone says that theirs is different and unique, but ours will have some unique features as well. I'm very excited for it to be downtown Lindsay, vibrant downtown, very similar to, I'm going to say downtown Toronto. I don't ever want to talk about downtown Toronto. I want the Kawartha to be the thriving business region and stop comparing us to those areas. But the idea of being somewhere like a nice downtown, tall buildings, old architecture, all that kind of stuff, and be able to just walk into a very beautiful office, very meticulously designed by home by Tim and Chris. So this was not just me in my basement drawing some office ideas up. That would be a disaster. We did this, I think, right by hiring designers as the first thing that we looked at and took care of.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the space because I do think, you know, we've talked about this. There's some marketing material, but what businesses need to thrive. And if you're an entrepreneur, you're starting a business, you're growing a business, it's awesome to start it in your basement. It's awesome to be able to completely work isolated from home, but that only goes so far, and very few people can like fully in solitude sort of grow and be successful on their own. You need a community. One of the a cool thing I heard recently was someone was joking about, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, you have to pay for your friends. Like people are part of coaching groups, accountability groups. You know, some of your best friends are in those places where people are paying to be there. And as an entrepreneur, especially a solo or small business, you still need a community around you of experts, other opinions. You want people on a similar journey as you who know what it takes. And you want people who are investing to be there and be part of that community. It's not just people who are sort of sitting around dreaming about owning and running a business. It's people who are, you know, running that business and are in an environment that makes them feel successful. I don't know about you. You have a nice office in your basement. You know, I have a few spaces I like to work from home, but there's times where I don't love and feel successful working from like a storage closet, basically, or with like random stuff all around you, or, you know, my house is old and needs some reno. So like, you know, there's like bits of trim falling off and stuff like that. You want to be feeling like you're going to thrive.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I think there's three pillars to having a thriving business. You touched on a lot of it there, of office space being a big one, and that's what Thrive co-working community ultimately is. Like, we all know working from home is great. It's amazing. That's the party line. But as someone that's worked from home for going on 3 years, it has its challenges. There are a lot of unique challenges. They're not unique. I think everyone kind of feels them. It's very lonely. It's very isolating. There are, of course, issues with barking dogs. My kids were crying and fighting this morning while I was trying to have a call. My wife was walking in and I'm like trying to shut the door. I'm trying to have this call. And it's fine. And there are great lifestyle ideas of like having your own business and you work from home. And I've gotten super lax with my wardrobe. I'm wearing like track shorts a lot lately, which is something I never used to do.
Yeah. Oh, I think we have a quote on this podcast of you of, I never wear sweatpants. So
I'm not wearing sweatpants, for the record. They're sweat shorts.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they're not just cut off sweatpants.
No, they're not. They kind of look cut off, but they were like manufactured and designed that way.
Oh, that's funny.
But like, there are, of course, there's a lot of great, amazing things working from home. But there's a ton of challenges in an office space that is professional and makes you feel successful and something that you're proud to show people can make a very big difference for you and your business and your psyche.
Yeah, and I think what's neat about Thrive is it is flexible. So a lot of our data is telling us, you know, workplace trends, you know, people don't want to go spend 40 hours a week or more sitting in an office. You like, you know, the flexibility to work from home. I know I'm, you know, super introverted. So as a, you know, introvert, I love being with people and then escaping to work on my own and do my stuff. So,
yes,
you know, being able to still work from home, we're not saying completely leave the home office behind, but we're saying, you know, you're going to want to spend some time during the week in that focused environment, having meetings, you know, creating, doing that work. And that's really where the workplace trends are going, is the more flexible environments. A lot of people are, you know, work with teams nationally, globally. You know, it's not just all, you know, everybody in one office now. So this really creates that awesome space, which I don't think exists in Lindsay. Very few businesses, I think, even have like really awesome workspaces. It's like a patchwork of older stuff. I worked for a startup in like an older building with like, you know, whatever furniture we could find. And it was definitely not an inspiring environment to thrive in.
Yeah. And I don't expect to be there 5 days a week, three or four, summer, probably even less, for instance. But a big thing that's happening to me lately too, is as the business is growing and wanting to meet the people that I work with, not meet them, but like see them every month or talk to new people about new business, your hands are tied with where you can go. Can I have them over to my home and then into my basement office? That sounds a bit weird.
Yeah, can you walk down this basement, stranger?
Yeah. I don't know if I can. I'm going to stop with the jokes. I can go on for a while.
Yeah, that noise you hear is my children running around.
Yeah.
I've been to your basement office and like,
yeah,
ignore your that. Kids are running aggressively.
Yeah, ignore that Buffalo Bill pit in the corner. Like, that's just, don't worry about it. Or like the coffee shops are great. I swear an entire summer in Boiling Over. I loved it. But there's times that you want to be in a different environment. Some more, doesn't even be like sensitive, confidential conversation. But you just want to be able to have business conversations in an area where you're not right beside someone else that might do the same thing, or you don't want the whole community to hear you, the whole world to hear you, like around the coffee shop. There's situations where you want to bring in a client, a prospective client, or someone that you already work with in a place that you're very proud of and makes you feel successful and makes you just look successful. There's a vanity to it, which I know we probably shouldn't talk about from a marketing perspective, but there is a vanity to it in general.
I think there's something about hosting someone that makes you feel good. So you have a nice space, you invite them in, instead of awkwardly standing in line for coffee and, you know, buying it for them, you're, you know, serving them a nice coffee and just a nice space that you know, gives you some authority as well of like, hey, I'm a real business too. I'm not just a guy at a coffee shop. Again, I love coffee shop conversations. My business, I get right into financial details with people.
Yeah.
Most people don't love talking about that where other people can overhear you.
Oh, right? Of course.
Especially if it's like, hey, I'm way behind on my HST, I'm not paying myself, I'm making no money at all, I need to change this. It's not something you're eager to share in public.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I think, going to be a big change for Lindsay, which will be much needed to have that, like, downtown vibrant feel where you can kind of roll in and check out this office space. Your clients can come there, prospective clients have that vanity of like that beautifully designed office space, but then also a lot of great things downtown. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. So restaurants and other retail aspects, etc. So like I think it's going to be of course a great addition to the downtown.
Oh yeah, it's going to fit right in. It, you know, it's a good place to transition. You know, you can go out for lunch with someone, come back, you know, do some work. You know, if you're someone who just likes those focus days, you can have some meetings and then just go into a spot where you can be inspired to do, you know, several hours of focused work. So then when you go home, you know, you're not tempted to like sneak the laptop open and do a bit of work. You can, you know, focus on being home and with your family and enjoying the Kawartha lifestyle, which is why we're here.
Yeah. And I had a situation yesterday, which was a lot of emotion with it and a lot of good and bad, where my internet this month has been spotty. It's three times the last 30 days it's been an issue. I'm actually a very patient person, very understanding. I didn't bug anybody until the third time. And we had it down for like almost 48 hours one time, and I just was like, let it pass on the weekend and didn't watch the TV that we wanted to stream. So the third time it rolls around, I call them. They're like, okay, there's an issue. We're going to come out and fix it. But I got back from holidays and I needed to work, like seriously work on some stuff. Like, okay, I'm going to a coffee shop. So Boiling Over is actually closed right now. But so I went over to Peterborough. It was great. It was so motivating to get out of like the familiar environment that I was in, the comfort of my office. And like comfort's good, but comfort can be established in different places. But it was just nice to get out of like the familiar environment. So I was very motivated, felt inspired. It was a really cool spot that I went to, Cork and Bean in Peterborough. Really, really, really cool. Super accommodating. A lot of other people working there. They had like those 1 hour limit signs on the table. So I just like every couple hours would go and buy something new. And the woman joked, it's like, you keep paying, like buying stuff, we're not kicking you out, don't worry. That's like quite a tab there. Anyways, but at the same time, as wonderful as it was, it's extremely distracting there. And this is the case at any coffee shop that you work at. So like it was great and motivating and inspiring. It was like great to be in a lively environment again also. But at the same time, it was also distracting. So I'm like, there's a bunch of people walking by, they're coming and going, and maybe it's because of COVID. I'm like, oh, look at people. So you have to like look at everybody that walks by and everything. But that's why having like an actual private space for yourself slash an environment, because there is going to be like a large shared space that people can come and pop into for like the month, for instance, or for the odd time throughout the week. You're also not going to be in a coffee shop environment. Like, yeah, there might be 8 to 12 people in that shared space, but they're all going to be working. You know what I mean? They're not coming to chat, or they're not coming to hang out with their bros or have a book club and chat. Like, they're all there working on stuff. So yeah, as much as there's going to be camaraderie and community and talking to each other here and there, it's not going to be chaos and extremely distracting in like that shared space, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's going to be awesome. So we have office space. We have, you know, shared space. A couple other things we need for businesses to thrive. One is business goals. I know that's a big part of the community, and why that, like, this is more than just co-working space. It's a co-working community that's providing some support. So, you know, you need to have clear business goals. You need some accountability. So, you know, within this community, there will be some, you know, structure you can participate in to help you establish and be accountable to your business goals. Tell us a bit about that.
Thanks, Brian. Great question. That was the most interview thing we've ever done. That was unplanned, but it sounded like an interview. But yeah, you're totally right. And I've spoken to a couple business owners about this already. They've been extremely excited. That sounds very like Trump-like. I've talked to a lot of smart people. They're really excited about this idea. And they brought up, they started asking questions about the space. Like, well, what's the square footage of the office and this kind of stuff. And I'm very quick to kind of like, yeah, I'll answer your question, of course. But like, that's not what this is actually all about. It's not the space. It's not the four walls of your office. It's not the four walls of the co-working space in general. I keep going back to like how not lonely and isolated. Like, don't anybody feel bad for me or scared for me. But like being on your own in a service-based business, in your house, it can be very lonely and isolating. And this is something I recognized even before I started out on this business, on Matty G Digital, where as I was approaching what I was about to do with Matty G Digital months before, I started a digital marketing peer group on Slack. And it was like, it was two other people only at the time. Maybe there was a third person where we were all individuals. They were already on their own, where they just like worked in their own individual worlds in their basement on their couch or whatever. But they had questions and concerns, and like very much, it's like being thrown out in a path. Like a business owner, when you start, and for a lot of times, like you're being thrown out on a path with no direction and no compass. And it's like, you just go figure it out. It's hard. It's scary. And like, you need trusted people, people that you believe in, people that you think are smart or whatever around you to ask those questions. And you have ups and downs with certain people. I think I've had certain people that I've thought have been trusted. And as I like grow and I learn more, I don't really want to talk to them as much. Now, like, I talk to you and I talk to like maybe one or two other people, but there's even certain people I don't even want to hear from in a lot of cases. With the marketing stuff at the beginning was my wife. She would be giving me opinions on stuff. I'm like, she's not a business professional. She doesn't know anything about marketing. I don't need her advice and opinions. It's like, I need people in a community around me that are in this together, that we're business owners, we're entrepreneurs, like-minded in that sense, like-minded in the sense that we want to grow our business. We're not content with working, I don't know, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, we just want to be doing things a certain way and growing together. And I think that's going to be the biggest part of this. The thing that I'm probably the most excited about is being able to work more with a lot of people that I work with already. So contractors that I never really sat in a room and hung out with in a lot of cases. And back to one of the things you asked too about like setting up like business goals and programs and stuff like that. A lot of that's still being finessed and worked out, but going to have things like a business Slack channel for everyone that's there. We'll do like weekly programs, monthly programs. Like I'm thinking monthly workshop, weekly lunch and learn type of things like that. We could have like every day morning coffees to talking about like what's going on, what are some wins, where are you stuck, all that type of stuff. So there will be very structured programs in that sense of like how to improve and motivate and bring in all that kind of stuff. But then also like you're always going to be down the hall, if you will, from the odd person that might be a realtor or a marketer or a virtual assistant and a lawyer and all these things where you can just pop in and ask them a quick question where you really be able to build that community of people around you that you can build off of. And you can often, synergy is a stupid word, but find ways to like find those things that you can help each other out from a business perspective.
Yeah, and I think that links really well into the overall community aspect of it, and a curated community of people who are like-minded, have similar attitudes, and people who are doing it. It's not just, you know, a community of, say, advisors. You know, one of the things I think about, I've been, you know, working at the bank, working at in government grant consulting. You know, you're always prospecting. So I would show up, you know, to like entrepreneur events, and there'd be times where there'd be like 20 people in the room and literally nobody's an actual entrepreneur who owns their own business. And sometimes there might be two and everyone's pouncing on them, right? The banker wants to work with them. Like everyone sort of wants a piece of them for their sales, but no one's there in the similar boat to you who is like in the weeds. So you want to curate that. You want to have some guards around it. There's still room for, you know, bankers or experts or people to pop in, but you want to, you know, carefully do that so that, you know, people know they're there and their business is there to thrive. And it's about them and their business, not about making money from their business. I think is it's nuanced, but it's really important.
No, like I don't want people in there every morning going door to door, introducing themselves to the everyone else in the common area, just like handing out business cards or whatever. That's not what that's about. It's about finding, like you said, a curated group of people. And this will be my, I don't want to say challenge, because I think it'll be a lot of fun. But that will be one of my tasks, is finding like a good, unique group of people with different ideas of business too. Like I've used it a bunch in the marketing, but I hate saying like-minded because that makes us sound like a cult or we all have the same exact thoughts, which isn't beneficial. But we're like-minded in the sense of we're business owners and we're entrepreneurs. Like you said, it's not just someone that's like, hey, I might open my business one day or whatever. That's not helpful. Or there's someone in there that's just constantly trying to hustle more business. It's not about that. It's about like, hey, how can I help this person with their business, whether it's advice or connections or whatever? And maybe they will one day want to work with me because they see what I can bring to the table. But I will never, ever, ever, and I don't do this now, but I will continue to not tell people or like push my business, sell my business on the random person in conversation. I will never do that.
Yeah. And I think that's, again, it's important. It's creating that community, but there's also the business of being there. And I think, you know, to round out, you know, Thrive on Kent is going to be about the space. It's about business goals. It's about the community. You know, to really thrive, your business also needs good marketing, and there's a lot of bad marketing and bad marketers out there. So, you know, you're unashamedly partnering with your business. And of course you want to be there to help people with their marketing as well, so that they can thrive and grow their business in that community. You know, you also need finances, and like I am hanging around this thing like a dirty shirt. Definitely your business, but you know, I'm hanging around because you also need to understand your finances and money, because to thrive, you need to be able to pay for the stuff that helps you thrive. And you know, that sort of starts and flows with your marketing, with your community, how you run your business. So, you know, putting all of those things together, you know, to really thrive as a business, you need these things. They need to work together. You know, if this is a, will be a spot for those serious business owners who, you know, want to live the Kawartha lifestyle, want to build a real business that builds wealth for them and their families, you know, not just sort of pretend around and, you know, think, pretend they're entrepreneurs, or you know, have their sort of side business that maybe loses money, or who knows, you know, something like that.
Entrepretenders. Is that a word?
Entrepreneurs, yeah. Or I like the one, we'll do another episode on a cosplay
Oh
entrepreneur.
yeah, you said that the other day to text and I laughed out loud.
Yeah, I'm thinking about
Cosplay
that a lot, right? Like this is a spot to build that, you know, business that you need, and all these things we're talking about. I think if there's anything I've learned, sort of in my own move from advisor to entrepreneur life, is like these things are important, and you have to, you know, you need help, and you need a serious focus on building a business. It doesn't happen easily or magically. And, you know, this type of community and space is going to be critical, I think, for anyone who really wants to do that. People are going to love it. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and yes, of course, to thrive, you need office space, business goals, community. And we joke all the time that I only talk about marketing stuff and you think economics is fun at parties, but marketing and finance are maybe the two most important things of a thriving business to start with. It happens all the time when people are like, hey, I'm gonna start my business. I want to grow, but I don't want to spend a whole lot. And it's like, well, you need marketing to tell people that your business exists, and you need finances and like to understand finances, like so your business can be profitable to thrive. Like you need those two core things. Like if you don't have marketing and finances, your business is toast. What's the opposite
No,
of
you don't have a business.
yeah, what's the
The,
opposite of thriving? Dead.
I
Again.
read a great thing. The graveyards are full of businesses with great products and great ideas, but they don't have proper marketing or financial structures to really make them real businesses. And that's, again, we're as a podcast, we're here because we think the Kawarthas can be a thriving region for small business in Canada. Thrive is going to exist to help facilitate that, and put it all together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Any closing thoughts for us?
Closing thoughts, not about Thrive. I'm going to throw this curveball at you. We've never done this before. I think I mentioned this in text and it kind of got brushed over, but I was at a kid's birthday party the other day. And someone, like, I've seen this woman before, like, at swimming lessons and at McDonald's and, like, in the parking lot before. And, like, I just kind of have facial familiarity with her, if that's a thing. And like out of nowhere, she was like, hey, how's the podcast going? And I'm like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever encountered in my whole life. She was very lovely, super supportive, and it was like a very genuine question, and it was super nice. And she was like, I've chatted with her since, and she said she listens to like all the podcasts. She like actually says like it's very useful and valuable, and we provide good context. So I wanted to shout out Holly at Naughty Bear. Naughty Black Bear Creations. So Instagram at Naughty Black Bear, friend of the show. Shout out to her. Check out her stuff on Instagram. Buy some cool signage. She does custom wood signs and a bunch of homemade stuff like that. So thank you for listening, and we very much appreciate it.
That's awesome. I love that so much. And we do get feedback from, to me, you know, strangers who listen to the podcast. We know it's helpful. That's why we create it. So thank you. If you want to work with us, you know, we do want to you know, work with listeners, work with you know, businesses that are getting going. We can help you start your business. We can help you grow your business. We can help you recharge your business if you need a little boost. So to do that, you could check out our website, kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca, or send us an email at setitup@kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.